Also, in today's video, we're going to be doing self-care night. So, I go back to school tomorrow after Easter. I kind of want to die. It's 5 to 8. I need to do, like, my everything shower before we go back to school tomorrow. So, I'm going to be, like, shaving, washing my hair, exfoliating everything. I'm going to do, like, my updated skincare and hair care routine, as so many of you guys have been asking for it over the past few weeks. I have this little list in my notes app, if it focuses. So, this is what I want to do tonight. So, I'm going to read out some of them. So, I obviously need to shower, exfoliate, wash my hair, put on body lotion and perfume. I'm going to make a tea, journal. Watch my favorite show, read, well, try to read, and then go to bed early. So before we start today's video, Stationery Pal actually sent me a bunch of supplies for their anniversary sale. I thought I'd give you guys a little haul today. I think there's some like deals you can get while they're having the anniversary sale. So make sure you guys go check out their website. I'll leave it down below. They have the cutest stationery because there is so much stuff here. So first thing I got are some mild liners. I just got two packs, pastel coloured ones, and then these which are more like brighter colours. So excited to use these, and I can take like one of these packs to school. They did these really cute little color themed, like they will fall out, pink one and then a brown one, and you get to try out loads of different pens. I got some really cute just aesthetic minimal highlighters. These are really pretty colors. This was so affordable. I think these were like £12, and it's a pack of fine liners. £12, I'd say £12, £2. I'm like, these are all the ones you get, and they're really, really pretty colours. I just got some Sarasa gel pens, loads of different colours for like taking notes. Then we just got a few like mini notebooks, got a bunch of stickers because they're like 60p on there. Then I got some more brush pens. These ones are like thicker compared to the other ones. My desk is now covered in stationery. Thank you so much, Stationery Pal, for sending me all those stationery items. Make sure you guys go check out their anniversary sale. And now we're gonna start with my self-care night routine. Vanity, ready to show you guys my in-depth skincare and makeup routine. So I actually don't know why the lighting's really bright, and I've got this towel on my head. I've laid out my whole skincare and hair care routine I'm gonna be showing you guys tonight, and that I've been doing for the past couple of months. I've literally been loving this routine, and you guys have been asking for a hair care routine and a skincare routine, so I thought I'd do an updated one. I think the last one I filmed was about 2 months ago. I'm also filming a TikTok right now. I'm gonna start with my hair care routine. So I'm gonna just take out my hair first. So I've taken my hair out of my towel. It gets quite frizzy after the shower. So one of my favorite products to like detangle and like make my hair feel straight and less frizzy again is this Way leave-in conditioner. I love this stuff so much. It's like the best thing ever. So I spray about that much into my hand, rub it in. The line keeps changing with this, so bear in mind, because it's going like dark outside, so it's just like getting used to the lighting. The line's just changed again. And I know literally everyone says don't brush your hair when it's wet. She could not survive if my hair was like this tangled. I just take this and gently brush it through. I use quite a few products that help with like less breakage. Like in the shower, I use like a shampoo that's supposed to help with like split ends and stuff. And my mum loves this product as well. And she's like really picky with her hair care. So I 100%, if I could recommend you any hair care out of everything that I'll show you, it's definitely this. Next, for like hair oils and hair smoothing products, I have two that I love, but one that I've been using more at the moment. The one I used to use like all the time is the Olaplex number 7 bonding oil. It's made it really silky. It's prevented like breakage on the ends. Just recently, I've got a new Gisu hair oil. So we're gonna put a tiny bit on my hand. So I take about that much. You really don't need a lot. And since I only have a small bottle, and try not to waste it, because this stuff's 20 quid for just like that much product. So I shake that and I just run this through my hair. And I find with this, it just really helps my hair feel like smooth and like shiny in the morning. So I literally love this stuff. I feel like these are very similar price, so I think I would definitely pick this one. It's also got prettier packaging. That is all my hair care, and that's basically my hair care routine. But in a bit, when I've let my hair kind of dry, I'll show you like my blow drying routine, where I use the Color Wow Dream Coat. This is all I do when I get straight out of the shower, and then I do some more after. That is my hair care routine, and now we're gonna move on to my skincare. the first thing we use that I've talked about so many times is the Clinique Clarifying Lotion. I will go on and on and on about this stuff because it's so good. I just put it on with a little cotton pad and then I just rub this all over my face. Makes my skin so smooth. It removes all like the dead skin and like dry skin on my face. I've been using it for actually years, like for ages. Okay, so the next thing I use is viral on TikTok. It's the Watermelon Glow Toner from Glow Recipe. Obviously like Katie Fang like blew this up and I actually just put some clips in. Basically Katie Fang obviously blew that product up. I actually got it in a gift set for Christmas and I've literally loved it. I've loved it more recently since I started using it again after having my rash on my mouth. I've got about literally that much left. So you best believe I am repurchasing this in a bigger size. I 100% recommend it. I use these two together as like a combo. Cosrx, I don't know how you say it, the Snail Mucin Power Essence. I literally love this stuff. And then before I do that, I also put on some hyaluronic acid. So the first thing I do is take my hyaluronic acid. I'm really running out of this stuff. So I just take about that much and put it on my hands. More hygienic to put it on your hands, even though I do for like some videos just put it on my face for like the aesthetic. And the Ordinary is like so affordable. That small bottle cost me like £5. And then on top of that, I use the Snail Mucin. I know how you say it, but I've forgotten. This is such a weird consistency. What the heck? Tonight, but since it's a bit later, it's like 20 to 9. I don't think I'm gonna do a face mask today. I think I might do one tomorrow night after school while I'm having a bath. I prefer to do my face mask like while I'm sitting in the bath. I'm literally obsessed. And this is like £11 as well. And then finally, after using all those products, we can go in with moisturizer. This is my new favorite.
The lighting is really irritating me. I'm really sorry if it's been annoying.
But this is my new favorite moisturizer combo. I bought the Drunk Elephant Whipped Cream. Don't regret buying. I think it's a really good product. I make like a skincare smoothie with this and mix it with the Glow Recipe Watermelon Juice Moisturizer. So I just take out a pump of this. Comes out in a cute little flower. And then I just take one pump. And this is actually a mini, but it's a really good size. Just take a pump and mix it together. These two products are so good. I'm literally obsessed. This, I think, has been the key to my, like, glowy skin this week. I started doing this, like, last weekend, I think. Since then, I've had the glowiest skin. This was down from 54 to 44, which is the reason why I got it. And then I know on, like, Look Fantastic and Court Beauty, you can get really good, like, discount codes. If I find a discount code that you guys can use, I'll put it here. That's, like, my full skincare routine. I'm obsessed. Just, like, look. You can see the glow. It's not that messy, but when I was shaking out my product, I got water stuck, well, the Glow Recipe Toner stuck underneath my desk. So I'm gonna need to take off this whole glass thing and wipe it under. I'm gonna get changed into my pajamas out of my little dressing gown. I'm gonna go downstairs, get myself some dessert, and then we're gonna come back upstairs. We're gonna read, watch Friends, make some tea, and then I'm gonna try to go to bed relatively early because I was at a wedding last night and we got in at like 1. Ice creams and there was none left. I've got myself milk, Solero, and a packet of Walkers. Now I've got myself my tea. I love peppermint tea so much. And we're gonna be blow drying my hair with this Revlon blow dry brush. I literally love this. I've only recently started like blow drying my hair again. To section it, I take like the top layer of my hair and I take this as my bottom section. Just use a little scrunchie. I use this Color Wow Dream Coat. It's not gonna show because it's like a really holographic bottle. But what I do is I just spray this for your ends. I don't actually know what this is supposed to do. I think it's supposed to make your hair like defrizzy. So I turn this on, it sounds like an airplane wake. And I'll time lapse me like blow drying it all. Okay, so I'm now just gonna repeat this on this section of my hair and then I'll take my hair down and do it on the top section and I'll just like time lapse me doing it all and then I'll show you my end result. Thank you. blow drying it, it looks so soft, which I'm obsessed. And I always find that when I do this, the next day it's so like soft and not frizzy. And now I'm gonna get in bed and watch some Friends and maybe do some journaling and reading. I'm gonna try get into my book. I got this one from Colleen Hoover. It's Reminders of Him. I got a bunch for Christmas. Confession, I haven't read any because I just haven't got into reading yet.